welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 66, The Church of Wool. On this show, I sometimes talk about Grace, and she's my guardian angel. We have a new voice line, and I'm using it for both Knit Spirit and the Writing Cast. I love to hear from you guys, so I hope you'll leave me messages. It's 206-338-2703. Lots of little news this time. I tried my hand at sewing, and you can see my efforts on my blog. I'll call them efforts, and the best I can say is they haven't fallen apart yet. I've got a quilt block of the month going, and I'm vaguely hopeful that they'll be close enough to the same size that I can make it work. I have no hope of any of them being the right size, but at least maybe the same size. Maybe the later ones will approach the right size. I'm kind of hoping to be developing some skill with this. I've wanted to learn sewing and quilting for a really long time, but I kept reading about it and not doing it, and that starts that messed up cycle. I buy a project to learn on, then decide I don't have the skills to do it, so I put it aside. And then I decide I want to learn to quilt and sew, so I buy a project to learn on, repeat from start. Well, I finally wised up to the fact that that doesn't work, and I whipped out the first block of the latest Learn to Quilt kit, and I gave it a try. I also decided that since I've been organizing my DPNs that I needed a DPN case, so I sewed one. It's functional. That's the best I can say for it. Speaking of DPNs, or needles in general, KnitPix has been doing some really odd and interesting things lately. First, they put out those 4-inch sock needles, way too small for my taste. Then they came out with the size 10¾ or 10.75 US needles, which sits, of course, between the 10½ and 11, and these measure 7 millimeters in diameter. I have never seen a pattern call for a 7 millimeter needle. Now, it does make some sense because from 10½ to 11, we get a 1½ millimeter jump. But from 10 to 10½, we go up a half a millimeter. And from 9 to 10, we go up another half a millimeter. We don't start going up a full millimeter until we go from 11 to 12. So that 1½ millimeter jump is a bit aberrantly large. I may give those a shot. They aren't included in the straight set, even though those sets go from 4 to 11. I just picked up a set. They're very, very nice. I normally don't use straights. Circulars are more flexible in their application, less disruptive when knitting on the bus, and I knit on the bus a lot. And overall, just more portable. You can roll them up and stick them in a pouch or whatever. But these are really nice straights. And since the project I'm working on now, which is a test knitting project for the Unique Sheep, is knit flat, I've been using them for that. I'm having a good time with them. I'm amused by the blocking mat that KnitPix has put out. They've come out with their own tools, and it's kind of some interesting things and kind of cool. You should check it out. But the blocking mat is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. You fit it together to the dimensions that you want, so you can have like a long top tapering down for a triangular shawl or whatever. Kind of cool. You can have it longer, wider, whatever you like. And they came out with these just in time because Embrace the Lace, aka Seven Heavenly Virtues from The Wool Girl, is about to start. And I'm kind of excited because I really, really need to work on my lace skills. And I'm hoping these projects are going to help me build some real skills with that. I really need to work on my novel, too. I got a revision request from a huge publisher. And I feel like I should be spending like every waking moment on that, except I know I'd burn out and produce nothing worthwhile at all. So knitting helps me to regroup, revamp, go back into it. And speaking of knitting and writing, if you've been following the Romancing the Yarn blog, which is at romancingtheyarn.blogspot.com, very cool, check it out. Novelist Barbara Benton has been holding a series of blog contests where she's giving away yarn. You sent her an email and you're entered into a drawing. And I lucked out. I won 6 skeins of Elan Baby Cashmere in a Mist colorways, and I'm really excited. More so since I've been taking this yarn diet thing a little bit more seriously, and I've dropped 3 yarn clubs. I'm still in quite a few, but I think few enough that I can keep up and maybe even get a little ahead on using up some of the stash that's starting to take over my bedroom. A discussion of the scope of freedom of religion. The freedom of religion clause of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution came up on the Philangelist blog, philangelist.blogspot.com. Philanthropist.wordpress.com, I'm sorry, and whether a church can hide behind it to dodge a state's attempt to fight embezzlement. It's a complex issue. I've heard opposing opinions from different attorneys, and I guess that kind of makes sense. I mean, the Supreme Court isn't known for handing down unanimous verdicts on questions of whether something is constitutional or not. And it's a matter of, is it a focused sort of an effort-driven cover-up? Is, because there were multiple churches involved with this, multiple counts of embezzlement being leveled. Or is it just coincidental? Is it, there an uncalled for animosity behind the law, which would make it really unfair? I'm not going to get too much into it here. I think it's a matter of the law maybe trying a bit too much to limit its scope, and by sake of that, they ended up singling out a group where they perhaps should have made it a little bit more widespread. But the state has tabled the law for the moment, and we'll see where it goes. For the sake of this, I'll say let's play pretend. Let's pretend that freedom of religion trumps everything. Like, if a religion said that its adherents had to go out and mug little old ladies, then they couldn't be arrested for doing so. Just totally, if the religion says it, that's what it is. Into this strange fantasy world, I would like to present the faith of Woolism. Woolism holds 5 tenets to be true. Tenet number 1, sheep exist. Yes, we believe there are such animals as sheep. Tenet number 2, sheep give us wool. Tenet number 3, wool can be transformed into yarn. And this is a good thing. Tenet number 4, yarn can be transformed into clothing. And this is also a good thing. And tenet number 5, most of the time, for most of us, it's a really good idea to wear clothes. Woolism is a co-religion. It can go hand in hand with any faith that doesn't denounce sheep or demand nudity. So you can be a Jewish woolist or a Buddhist woolist. You get the idea. Woolism has several laws. Woolists are banned from paying any taxes. This cuts into the yarn budget and helps get adherents really fast. And remember, in this imagined world, freedom of religion trumps all. The government can't make us, any of us woolists, pay taxes. Woolists must carry the tools of their craft everywhere. Weavers, can I suggest the tiny little hand looms? They're really better than floor looms for this. This means we have to be allowed to bring crochet hooks to school, knitting needles on planes, knoll-binding supplies to jury duty. And speaking of jury duty, woolists are not allowed to serve on jury duty. I'm inserting this one because I just got summoned and I don't want to go. Woolists must perform their craft when the yarn calls. This is most likely to happen in dull meetings. So what else would you add? What would you want Woolism to command of you? Let's get really silly with it. Sandy, aka Cricket, wrote to me about blocking, and she said that she hates it too. I think it's because you have this very valuable piece so close to being done, all your nerves are primed to see if it works, and one false slip, all those dreams are toast. I agree, I've had to re-block things so many times. Block them and I find out like one side is a foot longer than the other side on a rectangular shawl. I don't pin things out evenly, they just look wonky, so they have to go back in the water, back onto the board, and back to drying again for days sometimes. And I live in a small New York apartment, so finding a place to lay out a large shawl to dry with cats that will try to eat the yarn is always an interesting challenge. It took me forever to realize that just because I'm blocking indoors, that doesn't mean it's okay to block when it's raining out. It's that whole humidity thing totally lost on me. But again, embrace the lace. I hope I'm going to get better at this blocking thing by the end of that club. Thank you for writing in, Sandy. Oh, I meant to mention this earlier. I started teaching John how to knit, and he is a natural. He picks up so fast. I took a few minutes to show him how to cast on, how to do the knit stitch. I started him on the traditional garter stitch scarf, and he's off and he's working on his scarf. And he just called me up and he told me that he dropped a stitch, so he didn't know how to pick it up. So we started unknitting or tinking. He didn't know the name for it, but he was able to figure out how to do it, which I thought was really clever because he's had about an hour's worth of practice on the needles. It started as a joke, but I have never seen anyone pick it up like this. Usually you need to show things a few times, give them some pointers. They don't figure out all the stuff right out of the gate. And he just got all of it on the first go. I am very, very proud of him. I'm really excited that he is, A, taking such an interest, and B, showing so much talent. It's absolutely wonderful. And no prayer requests this time, but since the download seemed to have jumped last week, I want to first welcome all the new listeners, and second, let you know that we do have on the knitspirit.com website a place to post prayer requests, and unless you tell me otherwise, I will call them out on the show to see if we can get people praying for whatever you'd like us to pray about, and good things, bad things, anything, just go to knitspirit.com, click on prayer requests, and post it in through there. That should wrap us up for this week. Until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.